Do we believe in the dreams that are inside of us? Do we believe in ourselves? Do we really believe in that dream that is inside each of us? The best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Welcome. My name is Antonio Landis Thompson, and you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, where we discover our success, discover our greatness, discover our purpose, discover our destiny, and become all that we were created to be. Sit back, relax, and let us go on a journey together of transformation. Question for all of us out there today: do we really believe in our dreams? And do we really believe in ourselves? And when my friend asked me that question, I had to pause and think about what he was saying, because it was like, I want to have this garden. I have this vision of this garden of having tomatoes, cucumbers, sweet peppers, jalapenos, cabbage, lettuce. And I'm telling everybody about this beautiful garden that I have, or that I want to have, but I'm not planting no seeds. I'm not going out there tilling the soil. I'm not doing research and getting some knowledge on how to be a great gardener. So therefore, if I say that I believe in my dream, or if we say that we believe in our dreams, then our actions should align with the vision. And it made me pause. And I was trying to figure out, why was it that I was not getting the results like I wanted it to? And my friend brought me into that awareness that, hey, the reason why we're not getting the results that we want is that the actions that we have is not aligning. Because if I say that I want to be a great speaker, what am I doing that is aligned with the vision to help me be that great speaker? Or what is it that we're doing? You know, the saying is that talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. Faith, we have faith and believing, but faith is also action. Here's the coaching moment today for us. What do we need to do to make sure that our actions are aligned with the dream or the dreams? Let's think about that. Pause on that. What has to happen for our actions to be aligned with the dream or the dreams or the vision? Also, let's go deeper. What are some checkpoints or some type of assessment or assessments that we can look at to say, you know what? It's aligned with the vision and the dream. It is like we want to say we want to get in shape. We want to lose weight. But the actions are not adding up. It's like I wanted to get back in shape, but it wasn't until this week that I went for a little walk and run. And then I also went for a walk with my family and I got on the treadmill. And it's like every time I hit it over and over again, you see, if we want to get the results and see our vision grow and live a life of success, a life of greatness, a life of purpose, a life of destiny, then we have to have actions that align up with success, actions that align up with purpose, actions that align up with greatness, actions that align up with destiny, then we will get the results. Are our actions aligned with our dreams and vision? Thank you for listening. This is our takeaway segment. And the takeaway segment today, we were talking about, do we really believe in the dream or our dreams? Do we believe in the vision that we believe that God has placed inside of us? Or that business that we are building? That marriage we want to build? That family we want to create? Do we believe? And one of the things that we found out today and as we were exploring this was that with belief comes action. I could say it every day, I'm going to bake a cake, I'm going to bake a cake, I'm going to bake a cake. But until I go to the food store, buy some flour, some eggs, some butter, and boy, I'm talking about cakes, and my mom, boy, she used to make some beautiful cakes. Natalie or Laura Roll Thompson. Oh boy, she used to make some really good cakes. And so I always used to see my mommy baking these cakes. So the cakes didn't just appear. And so what is it that we want to bake? We realize that if we believe in our dreams and our visions, we don't have to tell nobody that we believe in it, because our actions will be proof of our beliefs. That's what we took away from here today. Also, we realized one of the ways to assess if we do believe, are we making those necessary steps? Are we making those necessary actions and steps? And is it, do we do it like once a week? Once a year? Because if we want that beautiful gardens that we have, we just can't go in the garden once a week. I can't go in the garden once a year and expect to get tomatoes. So that's our takeaway today, is that if we believe in our dreams and our visions, then we will take the necessary steps and we will put actions in place to fulfill those dreams and those visions we have. Because with belief or with faith, it comes actions. Thank you for listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. If you want to stay connected to this community, you can subscribe to this podcast. You could send us a message, audio message. Also, you could stay connected with us by going to my website, AntonioLandisThompson.com. And you could stay connected with me there also as we build this community of success. Remember, there's no secret to our success. There is a wealth of greatness inside each and every one of us. We are the captain of our ships and the master of our destiny. Do we believe in our dreams? If we believe in our dreams, then we will take the necessary actions. How can we see or prove that we are actually believing in our dreams? Because our actions speaks volumes. Continue to go after your dreams and your destiny and never give up.